latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Tuesday's Newcastle Bulletin. We'll start with news that Rafa Benitez is refusing to take anything for granted in the Championship promotion race. The Magpies are clear in first place with a 5-point advantage over Brighton and an 11-point gap between themselves and Huddersfield. But Benitez has warned that things could quickly go up in smoke if United approach the away trip to Reading and home clash with Fulham with the wrong attitude. He said it was important for us because it was against the teams at the top. One week we can change everything for us. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully we can keep winning games. It's not easy, but at the same time we should not have overconfidence or complacency. We have to be sure that every single player, every single member of staff and every single fan has the same feeling. Nothing is won or done yet. We just have to carry on. Well, Benitez is confident that striker Dwight Gayle is over his hamstring injury and could play against Reading on Tuesday. The Spaniard has no fresh injury problems, with only long-term absentees Isaac Hayden and Rolando Ahrens available for the league leaders. Reading winger Gareth McCleary is in contention to return after missing the win against Wolves. Jordan Mutch and George Evans will compete for midfield spots with Joey van der Berg and John Swift. And Reading boss Jaap Stam said, "It's going to be a hard game. Newcastle have got lots of quality within their squad. Benitez has about 50 players, but that's what happens if you're working at a big club with the funds to make a good team." Finally, Stam has called on the Reading fans to drown out the travelling Toon Army on Tuesday night. Newcastle will be backed by about 4,000 supporters at the Madejski Stadium, while 1,000 more will watch a beam back at St James's Park. And the former Manchester United defender said, "We don't want to be playing at home and the away fans are louder than the home fans. If the Reading fans that are here can be really behind the team, that gives the team an extra boost. I think it's good for the fans, as well if the atmosphere is good, it will also give the away team a certain feeling. I'm confident in the home fans, they'll be right behind us."